I hereby introduce to you Mr. Michael Veazey.
Hey, 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 welcome to Amazing FBA, the place to be for UK-based Amazon entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Michael Veazey. Welcome to the show. Hi there, Michael Veazey from Amazing FBA, and this is a real super quick episode. I'm going to try and do it in 3 minutes. It's a very, very simple, folks, but it's very important. And the word I'm looking for is passion. If you can't get passionate about the products you're choosing, then you're going to be stuck like this guy coming past here, commuting home from the office every day and going back in the morning, because somebody with more passion or more follow through than you is running a business and you're an employee. And you know what? That's okay. That's not a terrible thing. I want to say this because there's far too many people out there encouraging you on podcasts or websites or videos to go and be an entrepreneur. And for some people, that is not the right path. I just want to say that, right? I'm not saying I'm like the textbook entrepreneur either, right? But some part of me is cussed enough or passionate or independent that I have to create stuff my way. And I love creating things. And that is really the big driver for me. So I would say two things. If you're passionate about making money online, then that's going to ignite other entrepreneurs, and that can be very powerful. And that's one of the things that has driven me to run the podcast. And I hope that you get that. I try and give you a reality check, but it is an exciting opportunity. You're at the dawn of the 21st century here, you know, while the early years of it. Online is still only like 8% of all retail. It is going to be massive. You are getting in kind of at the shop floor, and yet on the ground floor, I should say, and yet 2 years ago, just getting passionate about getting online and producing some old products and slapping a private label on it was enough, because in Amazon, there was enough demand, and the supply, although it was growing, was not enough yet to fulfill it. So you could just get in there, slap a private label on, get passionate about running a business, but not really care about your product. Now, I don't think that's the case. You're gonna have to fight. You might have all sorts of stuff coming down the road from Amazon. They might be driving a cart and horses through the normal business model, because they might, for example, do something crazy with reviews and remove a load of them. They could do something about, IP, i.e. intellectual property, and chase down whether people got patents for things, whether they got trademarks. Who knows? It's Amazon's playground, but they are certainly going to be changing a few things, because it's becoming saturated with Me Too products, with products that look the damn same as each other. Now, if you haven't got the passion to get behind a product or a sort of type of product and solve a problem for a certain type of customer, then I just wouldn't bother. There are easier ways to make small money. You're not going to make big money anyway if you do it badly. So when you choose your products, I think, yes, the numbers need to make sense. And it used to be, I think, that just choosing by numbers made a certain sense. Now I think you have to have a certain passion for the product as well, because you're going to have to fight your way through more of competition. You're going to have to fight your way through more regulation. Amazon's going to just put a few barriers in the way. And that's not a terrible thing, because it means it weeds out those who can't be bothered and leaves those who are serious to, you know, really make the serious money. So I just wanted to say that. And the reason that I've been reminded of it is I'm getting back in touch with my roots, being a musician this summer, getting away from coaching and running the business for a couple of weeks, and actually working with somebody I'm getting paid peanuts for this. It's not the reason I'm doing it. I'm keeping my hand in, but also because the passion of the person who's running the project has pulled me in. And that's pretty much it. The passion and the commitment to excellence and the commitment to do a fantastic version of this particular type of music. And it doesn't really matter whether it's music or the product, whatever. But the point is, he's got a commitment to standards, but also he's passionate, which is what's driving his commitment. So he's not just driving himself and the team with aggression or stress, because I wouldn't be bothered to sign up for that. He's driving it with his passion, with his love of the thing he's doing, and he's also insisting on high standards. And the result is that out of a bunch of very ordinary people, he's creating a fantastic musical sort of community and a fantastic team. And really, I think that's what's going to drive a team as well. And when you get to the point where you grow, again, your passion means you can energize people. And yeah, you can insist on high standards, but not because you're being an ass, to put it bluntly, but because you care. Because you care about the product. If you care about the product and the people who are consuming it, i.e. the consumers, and you care about your team, and you can communicate that to your team and you can communicate that to your customer, that's when you're on a winner, right? So I would strongly advise you to pick products that, although the numbers must make sense, of course, don't just follow your passion, don't just follow your numbers, do both. Both and, it's not either or, it's both and, guys. Welcome to the 21st century, yeah? So if you are passionate about a product, look into the numbers. If the numbers make sense, great. That's a winner. Pursue it and gun for it. don't ask about, don't half-ass it. And that doesn't necessarily mean you have to spend stupid amounts of time inefficiently thrashing around. If you know you're going to go for it in your gut and the numbers make sense, get on with it. Don't over-engineer it. Go to the next stage, the next stage, the next stage. That's it. Short and sweet, guys. Another quick one from Surrey. I'll leave you with that thought. So make sure you find your passion and the numbers and combine both. That way is the way forward for Amazon in 2016 and 2017. Thanks, guys. Speech. That's it. Thank you so much for your attention. I really appreciate it. Now, over to you. First, 80-20 everything. Learn the critical few. Maybe there's one thing in this podcast that can make all the difference. Find that thing. 20% of inputs, give 80% of the outputs. Which are the critical few for you? Then take action. Imperfect action beats perfect inaction every single time. Finally, and not least, review. If you've made mistakes, learn from them. If you've made a success, duplicate it. You can't do that unless you look back. So in summary, learn the critical few, then do, then review. And then, my friend, it's up to you. That's it. Thank you so much for your attention. Speak to you in the next episode.